Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, interesting polling numbers that your newspaper published on Sunday.
We've got a governor's race with Anthony Brown, the Democrat incumbent lieutenant governor, up 7 points on Republican businessman Larry Hogan, with about 3 weeks left to go in the race. This is more or less in line with some other recent polls. So you're looking somewhere in the, you know, 6, 7, 8 point range, which, considering Maryland's politics, is pretty interesting.
A lot of people making up their minds now.
Yeah. So there are some things in this poll that if you're Larry Hogan, you're going to be pretty happy about. More people think that Maryland is on the wrong track than the right track, which is certainly good for a guy whose organization is called Change Maryland. His people are less likely to change their mind than Brown's people are. He is doing very well among people who are paying the closest attention to this race and among the people who are absolutely certain to vote. But at the same time, there are some things that I think he's going to have to look at this and say, I really need to kick this in a different gear and do some new things in the last few weeks if I want to really have a chance at what would be a huge upset.
Polls cannot predict turnout. And
exactly.
People think that the turnout won't be good. But what it means in this context is that the organization that can get its voters to the polls are going to be ahead of the game.
Right. And so, number one, that's a huge advantage for Anthony Brown. The Maryland Democratic Party is simply better financed and better organized than the Republican Party. Anthony Brown will have access to some degree or another to the O'Malley organization, which has obviously been very effective. And he's going to have a bunch of labor unions on his side, and they are also very good at getting people out to vote. One of the keys for Anthony Brown is going to be African-American turnout. In our poll, he is just absolutely creaming Larry Hogan in the African-American vote. Traditionally, the African-American vote is higher during presidential years and has particularly been so when President Obama has been on the ballot. That will not be the case this year, but the Brown campaign is making, I think, a lot of effort at beefing up its get-out-the-vote operation, and that could be very important.
If there were to be a wave, if it's probably something that wouldn't be manifest right now, maybe in the next few days or in the next week or so?
Well, we'll see. I went back and looked at what the polling showed in 2002 when Bob Ehrlich, the Republican, beat Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. By this point in the race, Governor Ehrlich was even or ahead of Lieutenant Governor Townsend in the polls. He also had more money by this point than she did, which is certainly not going to be the case for Larry Hogan. So those are some definite warning signs for Hogan. On the plus side, it doesn't appear that the barrage of negative ads that Anthony Brown has put out against Mr. Hogan have hurt him that much.
The focus is now where Mr. Hogan has been saying it needs to be throughout the campaign. You know,
on taxes and spending.
Right.
Taxes are definitely a big issue for the voters. However, we asked people, do you agree with the proposition that taxes need to be reduced in Maryland pretty dramatically to help the business climate? Or do you see taxes as an important investment for education, public safety, health, and so forth? And the electorate was evenly split on that question. If you're Hogan, you would love to see a much stronger anti-tax sentiment. And although taxes are the most important issue among voters, that still leaves two-thirds of voters who say that other issues are more important to them.
Well, Andy, we're getting the kind of campaign that editorial writers love, so we'll be watching closely along with you.
All right. Thanks, Fraser.
Thank you. For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.